Delta Brass Tax. Good morning. You're on the air. Good morning. Delta Brass Tax.
Good morning, Ms. Gill.
Good morning, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Mrs. St. Andrew.
You started a very interesting program this morning.
Yes.
But before I carry on, I want to look at the last person who passed away, Aretha Franklin.
She's not the last.
Respect. Respect.
You didn't hear what I said. Are you listening to me?
No, I didn't hear you there. Just
okay, though. Okay.
You would recall that she was a black singer and she talked about respect.
Yes.
No, I don't really read Adrian Green, but last Sunday, I don't know if you could pull it up, last Sunday article was very interesting.
I read it. This has to do with Marcus Garvey.
Propaganda can't destroy us.
Yes.
Now, I am one of those people, I don't know about you, I do not believe in privatization. Because naturally speaking, when you are privatizing, the person that would purchase these things or these businesses would be people who have money. So they can afford to run them. But the same government, this is a black government. This is a popular.
I want to stop you in your tracks, though. Why do you come to the conclusion that people who buy are only people who have money? So people
but
who don't
got money to buy?
No. Let me just respond to you.
All right, you go ahead.
If you get 20,000 workers who probably only have a certain amount of capital, they may be able to even put together more than those two, whether it's a conglomerate or three.
You, they tell you got to have money.
So no. All I'm saying is, because someone comes together, someone purchases something, it doesn't mean that they have money. I'm just simply saying.
But purchase means money.
Sorry, meaning that it is not only one or two persons who have money that are rich.
I understand you.
The workers could buy something too.
Yes, well, I understand you. Collectively, as a black government, the ministers and the taxpayers, which is majority black, the investment of a government is the taxpayers' money, which is black people, right or wrong?
Majority black.
Majority black. Now, as the majority black is running, take for instance, you may not know about this. And that is why at that time I associated myself with the Democratic Labour Party. The late Earl Walden Barr had something named shrimp trawlers. You ever hear about them?
No.
Well, good. Do your history. That's why I like to say things to people to understand. These shrimp trawlers.
Could you spell it? Spell it for me.
S-H-R-A-M-P. There were ships that were set about to bring food or to catch fish and bring it to the country. There was a fleet of them for the government, and the government would, you would be able to go down to Cavens Lane and buy fish.
Okay.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
That was the government enterprise. He also had BNC that was bringing food at a cheaper rate.
BNC.
BMC, Barbados Marketing Corporation, that was formed to import food.
I thought it was the BADMC that was the
sole
importer of the onions and those.
That name came in after.
Okay.
Now, the purpose for that is to stop, more or less, you would not have to tax the nation as much as long as you have these resources that were making money. But you know who destroyed them? When you put the very people that of the same black race to manage this place along with the workers, they never see the business as their own. If they had seen the business as part of themselves, they would have respect for the business and they would give productivity and you would not get what you would call carrying away the things to make it profitable. And all of us would benefit. But now you mismanage. Many people were actually put before the law courts for management, money missing and all such like. But because of mismanagement by the same people that would never been able to manage a business, but the government put set out this enterprise so that black people who went and studied management could get a part to play. Because poor black people that go to university and study management, when they come back to university, what are they going to manage? They don't have the business to manage. So the government make that enterprise. But now when you sell the benefits, you sell off these places and the private people own them, they can put who they want to manage it. And this is the crisis that we got in this country. And whenever you talk, people believe that you should not speak. I also read in the article, I always hear the talk about slavery, that great British nation was once a race of slaves. But whenever you talk about anything that people should respect each other's property, you hear people saying, oh, we were slaves. You understand what I'm talking about, Ms. Gill? We have to respect, as Aretha Franklin understand it, black people must respect. And he went on and he spoke about Marcus Garvey raising the UNIA. And that was a set of business endeavors that black people got together and managed. But if you don't do that, and then you telling me you can't manage it, get to the private sector. And then you telling me that there's certain few people in this country that got the money. Well, you just doing the same thing for the time you privatize. Look at Transport Board, Ms. Gill. The private sector, the minibuses, were set about to enhance transportation, a means of a business for black people. You know what the black people do? Take the same permits and sell them to a certain ethnic group that causing chaos in this country, because the people that driving those minibuses and the vans have to make money to carry to a certain ethnic group. And just want to talk about respect. We must learn to respect what we have and try to build on what we have. But we take them and catch at it and sell off what was given to us. And now even the boats now on the seaside belongs to a certain ethnic group and black boys running them. And then you don't have no respect. That is what you talk about, respect. Look after your own. They don't believe in privatization. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you so much. That was an interesting perspective, not one that I necessarily share. But the whole element of transferring a business or a sector service or even an industry from public to private is what we call privatization, when it is solely in the hands of the private sector. And I think we constantly talk about our transport system, but the majority of our transport is actually in the hands of private right now. But it is shared amongst, it is an interesting market because, you know, we call the big blue buses, which are the government buses, and then the others are private sector led. But we do need some collaboration in this very critical sector for the advancement of our people who use the public system. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Ms. Gill, morning.
Morning, sir.
I want to help the last caller by telling him that the shrimp trawlers were not, it wasn't a government thing. It was an American-run organization.
By a Jones man?
Pardon?
Owned by a Jones man?
It was an American-run organization, and it was led, it used to be managed by a Chinese or Japanese man in Barbados. I can't remember his name. But anyway, and those boys used to go and fish for shrimps off between Guyana and Suriname off the coast and come down with a lot of shrimps. If they get fish, well, the fish will be a bonus. But they're most used to trawl for shrimps.
Okay.
Anyway, Ms. Gill, I want to respond to two callers that last we had something to say about my contribution to you. And the first
thing is, so why you don't call Mr. Patrick King and tell Mr. Patrick King what you have to tell him? What are you telling me?
No,
I thought you want to call me and tell me what you want to talk to me about.
I telling whoever listening that I campaigned with John Williams in 1986, and in 1994 I campaigned with Carlyle Best. That is enough for him to know. The next thing I want to say is when he talks
about which ticket. It is assumed that Mr. John Williams was Barbados Labour Party.
Mr. John Williams was Barbados Labour Party.
And Mr. Best. You know, I'm asking you to express yourself in a way that the listeners understand what you're saying, right?
Well, that's what I was trying to do.
Are you pulling it out? Because you didn't say it. You didn't say on which ticket.
John Williams ran on a Barbados Labour Party ticket.
Right.
In 1986 against Lawson Weeks in St. Michael's Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 1994... I campaigned again with Charlie Best against the same Lawson Weeks in St. Michael's Northwest.
So you're clearing your name then, essentially.
Pardon?
You are clearing your name.
Yes, exactly. So it's not fair to me to say that I'm a Dems, because I'm not a Dems. And even if I had any intention of being a Dems, I would have left the Dems ever since when they tried to send me and a couple of us, about 25 of us to the States to bring a ship down here, and to the, that was in 1975, and to this day we never got paid.
Ooh.
You know, the ship near North Point.
You sure it is the Dems, or it was the then government?
Well, it was a Democratic Labour Party government.
It was a Democratic Labour Party led government. And one thing the Prime Minister said the other day is that ownership, or should I say that the government is the government regardless of which administration is led. So if a government goes and gets debt in 75, that debt is still owed. And so you can probably make representation for yourself. Because government is the one that sent you, so you can't blame the Democratic Labour Party for that.
Ms. Gale, that is too much. I blame the government of the day. But
so the only thing I'll tell you then, okay, that is so many years ago. Put it behind you. I'm trying to help you and to help your soul.
Yeah.
Forgive those that sin against me.
Well, they don't know what they
did. No, not that part. So that you can forgive me. I forgive those that sin against me. So I would encourage you to forgive that person that owes you debt.
But Ms. Gale, I only say that for the benefit of the gentleman. The other thing I want to mention too, right? Mm-hmm. Another caller on our Saturday call, when I spoke with CSME, he called and he told me that I criticized CSME, and I probably never went anywhere yet. Well, I want to tell our gentleman that I went to all the continents.
Are you sure that this was fueled at you, or this is another caller?
Of course, it was.
Okay.
It was. Based on what he was saying, it was fueled at me. But I want to tell him that I've gone to all the continents on this planet.
Nice.
And I've gone all over the world, because he used to be in the merchant marine.
You've been to Australia?
Sydney.
I have never been.
And Sydney is a very beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place.
You've been to Eurasia?
No.
I used to go to
Bombay.
Okay.
And we used to go to Bombay. I was on a ship. I used to go to Bombay and load car tires and bicycle tires.
Well, that's in Eurasia.
And take them to... I know that's Asia. Yeah, well, you can say that. And take them to Sydney.
Okay.
But I want to tell him that if there are 15 islands, if there are 25 islands in the Caribbean, mm-hmm. I've been to 20.
Okay.
So we can't talk about CSME.
All right. Your point is well made. You are a well-traveled, knowledgeable former Marine.
Merchant Marine.
What else do you have to tell us today?
Yeah, well, I just want to say that this is my ultimo call.
Where are you going? Yes.
Ultimo?
Of course. I did French and Spanish at CXC, and I continue to liaise with my colleagues in Mexico, and in France, and different places. So...
Entonces tú hablas español.
Say that again.
Entonces tú hablas español.
Sí, señor.
Okay. One of these days, well, I said it's my ultimo call, so there won't be that chance. But if this was not going to be my ultimo call,
mm-hmm.
then I would have, next time I speak to you, I would have done my contribution to you in Spanish. But I can't do it today because I ain't getting out of chance to do it because, like I said, it's my ultimate.
You're
call.
Going overseas or something?
No, I just had
going on a sabbatical
program.
Okay.
But I just want to say one last thing, Miss Gale.
Yes, sir.
If you come down Westbury Road,
mm-hmm.
and you get right down with the end of the cemetery wall before you enter into Goodland, I'll make the left turn to go down by Mount Gay, right at that corner there. You're mm-hmm. familiar with what he's talking about?
Right there by Dossie Weeks.
No, not that side. You come down Westbury Road,
mm-hmm.
and at the end of the Yellow Cemetery Wall,
mm-hmm.
you can go straight across to go to Goodland, or you can make a left turn to go down, like if you're going
by where Manning's was? Yes.
Right, you come down there. Well, at that corner there, Miss Gale,
mm-hmm.
there's a mountain of garbage there that needs to be cleaned. It is harboring rats, and it smells awful,
oh, no.
and there's a restaurant right below it, and they want cleaning that. And in addition to that, there's a whole set of old cars out there that is also a haven for the rodents.
Do you know the name of the street? So that
it's Goodland. It's Goodland. You come right down Westbury Road.
So Goodland.
SSA,
please. Goodland is having some challenges.
Yeah, it has a mountain of garbage and it's a whole heap of old cars. The youngsters are there trying to clean up the place, but they can't do it by themselves. And they need help.
Okay.
Anyway, Miss Gail, I want to say this is my ultimo call, and I wish you well.
I wish you well, Senor. Adios. May the Lord bless you and cause his face to shine on you. Whatever you go to do, make sure you do it as unto him. Have a wonderful day. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Down to Brass Tacks. We have a call on the line. Good afternoon. Good morning, Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes,
good
sir.
Morning.
Yes, good morning.
How do you do?
Doing well, thank you.
Thank you. I just want to make a short contribution. There was a caller who called and said that once before when civil servants got an increase, that the pensioners would get an increase. That used to be true. But we want to know, and they want to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Why all of a sudden unions in Barbados have to negotiate across the board? And I want to know, if you stagger the payment or increase in salaries, if you don't think that the salary bill would be cheaper than giving people salaries across the board. Because if you give a minister 5% and you give a maid or one of them 5%, that might be getting $300. And you work a system where the maid gets 5%, the middle class gets 3%, and the minister gets 2%. Would that salary bill be the same, or would it be less?
It has potential to be less. It has potential to be less. Actually,
thank you. And I want to know how all of a sudden everything has to be centered across the board. I don't know where this comes from.
It was always...
And I don't know why unions sit down every year or time and time and memorial recently that they have to negotiate across the board. It is an unfair negotiation. Because if you look at it, and a minister, let me say, gets $600, and a PS gets $4, and then you give a man at the bottom $60, tell me where you have sat down and see within your conscience that that is a fair deal for a person who has to pay all of the bills, no extra money, no allowances, and then you tell me you're bringing them closer to the table.
You're raising a very valid and interesting point. Actually,
but I have to raise it because I can tell you I am home. I off medical. So here it is. My pension won't go up. But then you know the thing is, I have to pay another $45 on water. And if anything goes up because of the trap of oil, and I want to ask you this question. I listened and I heard that Trinidad is closing down one of their oil wells or oil rigs or whatever it is that they produce oil.
Mm-hmm.
We used to get oil from Trinidad. Now, if they are going to import oil and we have to import oil, I would like to know what would be the cost of these things coming from overseas plus oil. And if we have to import natural gas, then some person who is staggered on this pension, what would they be doing, and how would they be able to live with a medical problem, a serious medical problem?
Good questions. On the point of negotiating in general, I remember having a conversation with, if memory serves me correct, the last Minister of Finance about why the package wasn't agreed, or it was either the... Actually, it wasn't the Minister of Finance. It was one of the negotiators. Let me put it that way, yes. And they had a different perspective from the Ministry of Finance because the across-the-board increase was not as you're raising, not as beneficial to those people who hurt most. And your suggestion in terms of the staggering, it would call for a lot of good mechanics and arithmetics, etc., to ensure that the hurt isn't borne more so from those at the bottom, and those at the top just get the 5% or whatever the final result is. So I fully agree with you that there has to be more thought that goes into it and not just a flat increase, because those persons at the top would always benefit and the persons at the bottom only get, as you were saying, sometimes as low as a $60 increase. So really and truly that is not significant. So it really does call on the negotiators to take a real serious look at the work that they are doing. This is Down to Brass Tacks. We had two WhatsApps of note. non-contributory pension. And we had a number of persons saying they receive their water bills and they're higher. And they also questioned the, not the veracity, but more so the fairness of how non-contributory pensioners can receive an increase, and persons who are at the bottom of the totem pole in terms of the pensioners, those contributory pensioners, they're not getting less than some non-contributory pensioners. And I would have seen that thread through a number of WhatsApps. And then another person reported that the unemployment office seems to be closed and they're querying what's happening there. This is Down to Brass Stats. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Miss Gale.
Good afternoon.
Well, first, let me say, ma'am, thanks for giving me the opportunity to interact with you. I have not had the opportunity to do so before, so I treasure this moment.
It's a pleasure.
I want to respond to your last but one caller, and read his comment on the garbage heap that usually accumulates in front of the restaurant that he didn't identify by name, but he did so by locale. Mm-hmm. And there is some veracity to his comment. However, it is not a regular and overwhelming feature, because, as is the wont of the Combermerian of my era, I just checked it for myself, and I always do things before I come on the calling program. I am inclined to double-check my information. Mm-hmm. And as we speak right now, you and I, there's no heap there. And the accumulation over the recent periods was largely because of, I don't know if it's the inefficiency of the last government, but I wouldn't be surprised if it is. But I know for a fact that there was a paucity of equipment to execute the duties of the majority of the SSA on the road staff.
And so, the paucity hasn't yet been addressed. I'm sure you're aware of that.
It hasn't yet been addressed, but right. It is quite evident, that, and visually so, that there had been some effort made to clean up quite a few of the heaps, because that wasn't the only one that had accumulated. There was also one down to the bottom of the street that he identified before one got to Berger Paints. And there was also one, a significant one, at the bottom of Morris Gap. So there is, to some extent, there is some veracity in his observation. It is not a feature that it is regular. However, his comment with respect to the old cars, that I can verify. And as a community-minded person, I personally asked for the assistance of the inspectorate at the Blackrock Polyclinic. Again, though their desire was to respond to my request in moving those old cars, the problem was that they often have to make a plea, and I mean a plea in the fullest sense of the word, with the Ministry of Communication and Works to borrow their equipment. And the Blackrock Polyclinic does not have its own truck and its own Bobcat service. So I know that there's a lady there in charge of the inspectorate, a former Miss Denise Corbin. I don't remember her. So I think it's Miss Denise Jordan now. And she is one public servant that I can testify. She really works. She works. And she sometimes she is personally moved that she can't do more to assist not only a person, individuals, but the community at large. But that is one public servant that I highly commend for her efforts. Now, in the same vein, Morris Gap in the same Westbury Road opposite the cemetery wall, this would be the last gap you would come to before you turned left to go to Berger Paints. That gap has been transformed into a veritable dump, and it has been done so by one citizen who has recently come into the gap. I don't understand, and I have seen this in more than one community, how one citizen, one member of the community, is allowed to carry out works that on the public street that proves an inconvenience and in some cases a considerable health hazard to other members of the community. I am hoping that this call attracts the interest of the Town and Country Planning Department and that they're moving haste to go to Morris Gap and to investigate what has developed there. It is a veritable old car dump. So thank you, Ms. Gale. I want to call you again on other matters, but I'm sussing out how you handle certain subjects on the call-in program. The topic I want to raise with you, I had already broached the subject with one of your former colleagues, Corey Lane, but his ignorance of the subject manifested itself when he attempted to trivialize the subject matter. So I had to abandon trying to inform the public via him as my conduit. However, I am monitoring all of the moderators on the VOB Brass Tax program to see which one would be most amenable for me to broach this subject. It is a subject with worldwide impact. I am quite well-read and knowledgeable on subject matter, and I am really watching and listening to you, hoping that you would be the one that I can use as a conduit to filter the information on this subject matter, not only to Barbadians, to all the people who listen to Barstock. Thank
but
you
don't
so
go,
much.
Sir. Don't go. I have two things
well,
to raise with you.
I'm glad you came my company.
One, your verbosity is very attractive.
Well, if that is so, the credit really belongs to the actor. Really
but I wanted to go. I was not going
to
tell you that we seem to share the same alma mater. I wanted to tell you that we share the same alma mater, and therefore it is my privilege to be in your presence as well, sir.
No, you have really made my day. You've underlined this moment for me. And
at the tender age of 11, I entered the hallowed halls of the major note, and then I left at 19. So you could imagine those 7 years of impression that have impacted my life
in
such a significant way.
Because I left in 1971, so I left in a vintage year.
You left before I was even considered. My brother was in the world at that time.
I'm delighted that you are numbered among the conglomerates and from the University of Waterford. And like I said, I've been monitoring how you handle a diversity of topics, because the one that I'm going to raise with you, I know it's going to generate significant interest. I know there's going to be a craving for this information. And before I burden you with that, I want to put you on guard. So once again, up and on, and have a great day. And thanks for being the hallmark of my day.
Thank you, sir. I would end, I guess you will put the phone down and you will hear me say, but I would end by saying that I will disappoint you at some point. I am infallible as a human being, and I do not know it all. I haven't been through all, but I seek to just assist persons with those things that I've had experience with, or sometimes I venture to ask a question or two, but I am not. Please don't put me on any pedestal. I am just a human being. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon. I'm hearing a conversation. Good afternoon. Should we go to the other caller until you hear us clearly?
Hello?
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I am. I know that guy.
Your background is pretty loud, and it is coming at me with some serious velocity.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So I would ask that you kindly fix your background, or I may not be able to tolerate the call.
Okay. Better now?
It is a little better, yes, thank you.
Okay. So I was saying, man, you commemorations is getting me tired.
That happens. Tiredness is just another one of those emotions that we go through, but then we have happiness another day, and another day we get sprightly, and then another day we may get...
I know that he couldn't finish unless he spoke about Karma Mayor. Oh, my Lord. I'm just kidding, though. I love good language.
Okay.
I love good language. So I was even saying to my children that, well, I know that David is a Elizarian. And he is. That's what we call my children like the Elizarian. So he's an Elizarian,
yes.
And he is very, very good with his
yes,
language.
Yes, he is. He's a veteran. He's a veteran at his art
yes.
form.
Yes, so I have nothing against it. Just say we're playing leg with that.
Okay.
Okay. The Minibus Association. They're asking for a certain amenities.
Considerations,
yes. Yeah, consideration. And I'm hoping that, you know, we want to see the transportation up and running properly and everything. But I'm also hoping that they would, the persons who are negotiating with them would put their cards on the table properly, and that they wouldn't go away from what will keep the public safe.
Mm-hmm.
The practice of their paying the drivers according to bringing so much, and then the rest is yours. I think from the time that started, that helped make things much worse. I think they should negotiate for a flat salary for the guys. People want work. If they don't work, you will get somebody else to work. Somebody want to say, last time I mentioned this, that people will put down your van and don't work. Well, you know your rule. If you're a proper business person, you know your role. You know we're accustomed, we men and guys and girls, accustomed bringing and enjoying the day, right?
Yes, yes.
And if you give, say this bill pass, and your bus is out there, and all of a sudden your bus ain't making no money, you will know that your staff playing the fool. So I am saying that when they get, I want to get some of what they're asking for, because sometimes you don't get everything, but that they will stick to that the persons in charge of this, the ministry, will put their cards on the table, considering the public, because the way it is done now is not good enough for our safety. I don't want to be discriminatory, but I understand some of the persons who own these lands and who mostly put this law in place, but bringing so much and the rest is yours. You don't see their families, if it is true, you don't see their families on the minibus. I am always on them or the bus or the government bus, and sometimes I feel like I would just ring the bell and get off. Right? Okay. So that is what I am hoping for, put some proper standards, rules, whatever you want to call it, in place pertaining to the transportation of our people. And let's see how we go from there.
I can endorse that. The what I would say, though, it is important for us to incentivize persons in certain business deals, and it is within that incentivized environment that you get, which is why people get commissions and those things. When people know that there's a target and they can head towards therein, they then, you know, it's more that impetus that drives you to go forward. So I am not against the incentivization, but I do agree with you that the standards must be, you know, considered, and that the end user is beneficial. It is beneficial to the end user. So yes, I can endorse that. You were saying something else?
Safety and everything, you know. The CSME, the CCJ. I just wondering how long is it going to take us to actually get together and try to get ourselves in the Caribbean organized for the benefit of our people? How long will our leaders go on just promising each other this, that, at the different conferences, and as soon as they go back home, they don't honor those pledges? And I want to ask you now, if with the CCJ, I understand they're only four countries that have signed up, right?
Yeah, that have signed up to make the CCJ its court of last appeal, the appellate court.
Right.
Everybody else is a member of the CCJ. There are two elements to it within the CCJ.
So these countries that have not signed up to make it their final
court appeal. Yeah.
They will still have opportunity to use the court for appeals.
No, they wouldn't. They are the ones who are going to the Privy Council. Mm-hmm. It is the Barbados, the Suriname. Those four that have agreed. Mm-hmm. Are the ones which is as but you know that there are rulings that still have had impact for countries that are not signed up to the final court of appeal, i.e. the Barbados and the Shanique Myrie case. That was a Jamaican who fell under the
they're benefiting.
Yeah.
If it goes into law across the board, yes, they're benefiting from
the rulings,
those
but the ruling
that have joined up.
The jurisdiction is still CARICOM.
Yeah.
So, of course, they would benefit.
So, they don't have any reason to join up then. I don't think that is fair. The persons who join up, they're paying fees or subs or anything like that.
I am not so sure how significant those subs are, because it's an organ of CARICOM.
Mm-hmm. If you got to be paying the judges and things like that, and they're not part of it.
But I said they're not part of the final court of appeal.
Yeah. They don't have any reason then to join. It's like you have a cult. Why marry the woman when you can get free milk? You know? So, these things will not work unless we see each other as a people down here. Haven't they heard that one of the British lords said, we got to stop knocking at their doors, go and fix your own business? Mm. I am put in my words straight, but I thought he said. Barra said that already before he died. I mean, like, we are not learning anything.
I can agree with you that it is very important for us to join together, and keep deepening and strengthening our regional integration efforts. And if we had more persons participating in a number of these Caribbean arms, it would be more advantageous and more of our people would benefit. But you must remember that each of these states of which we speak is a sovereign nation. Each state is sovereign, which means he, using the state as a mom, he or she, or A or B, can choose to opt out of any grouping if it so desires. That's the part of sovereignty that we can't touch. So in other words, yes, you may see it as all this advantageous, it will lead to a more competitive state, and, you know, we see the value of the regional integration, particularly the CSME element of it, the one economic space. We see the value of having $1 and, you know, the simplicity and the harmonization of policies and stuff across the region. But if a country does not see that it is beneficial to its people, it has a right to stay out. And I remember vehemently when, or I should say, I remember when Bahamas vehemently opposed the contingent rights matter on the floor of Court Head in Guyana many years ago when it was on the Barbados contingent. They had a serious challenge with the large number of Haitians who were entering their shores. And they argued that if the movement of people and the rights that you give to people who come in to the space, the same as to their people, they will not be joining the CSME. And they have not joined the CSME. So while we see it as beneficial, leave the countries to make their own decisions given that they are sovereign.
But I see Barbadian trying to do their best and go forward and everything. I think we try the hardest, and yet we sometimes are prosecuted and persecuted for some of our decisions. But if we are not sovereign, so I think, I don't know, we need to really get things sorted out. The St. Lucian Prime Minister, he has a mind of his own, and the certain things he has said concerning his country. And you say we are sovereign, but it don't seem as if Barbados is sovereign sometimes. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Your final statement was one which is interesting, but of course that is your thought. I think we disagree on some things there. This is Down to Brass Tacks. There was a WhatsApper just a little while ago who mentioned that they found an ID card of I have to find the name of the lady. I will get back to you on that. But I think her name was a Chanel. I'll get the name very shortly. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, Miss Gill.
Yes, sir. You have 4 minutes before the news.
I want but one or two.
Okay.
I find that something going wrong here. As a civil servant or the public servant, when you retire and getting a pension, many civil servants get a pension raise. Your pension normally goes up. But is it happening, or what you could tell the reason was?
First of all, you would not, if you are in the civil service right now.
No, I'm not in the civil service.
No, just if. I know you're not. If you are in the civil service right now, and the raise which has been agreed in Parliament a couple of weeks ago, that has not been effected yet. So they have not seen. Actually, the end of the month is now. I don't know if it is to take effect at the end of August or the end of September. I stand corrected. But if it was supposed to take effect at the end of September, then if you are supposed to be a normal beneficiary and you haven't seen it, then you probably have to wait one more month.
I hear some people say they didn't get a raise.
Sorry?
I hear some people say they get a raise already.
Right. So as a pensioner, you haven't seen a raise?
No.
Okay. So maybe you're not a beneficiary there.
But I should be, because this has been happening for years. You know, civil servants get a raise, and you were a retired civil servant, your pension will go up.
Right. The music is telling me that I have to go. I don't know if you want to call back after the latest that comes at 12:30.
But I only want to raise that. All right, okay.
Thank you so much for raising your query. This is Down to Brass Tacks. We will go to the latest.